Oh, thank you so much. Yes, indeed. We have a good pile of good stuff today.
And it's President's Day.
It is. That's right. So, thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot.
I've got some presidential stuff.
Well, very good. Hey, so do I. What a coincidence.
Well, there you go.
We should have coordinated. Maybe we have the same. I hope not. Hey, at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more. Just go to NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Check them out.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is hoping that you'll come see us here in the Valentine area in the Sand Hills of Nebraska. And you can check out the International Dark Skies area around Merritt Reservoir, the Valentine Wildlife Refuge or Fort Niobrara National Wildlife Refuge, the National Scenic Niobrara River. Enjoy a float trip there. Go to visitvalentine.com to find out more. Well, how about some presidential myths? Since this is President's Day.
That sounds good.
And I looked these up. I hope that they're all accurate. But it says Washington's dentures were actually made of ivory, gold, brass, and human teeth, not wood. The rumor likely stemmed from the ivory staining over time.
That's right. I just read something in regard to that. They think that the dark wine stains made it look like it was a grainy wood.
And George Washington and the cherry tree. We all heard that story.
Yeah.
The I Cannot Tell a Lie story was a total fabrication by early biographer Mason Locke Wims to create a myth of perfect honesty.
Kind of stuck, didn't it?
William Howard Taft's bathtub.
His bathtub?
Yeah, I'm not going to say these are all true, but no proof exists that the 340-pound president got stuck in a White House bathtub. He did, however, have a custom 7-foot 300-gallon tub installed.
I guess he probably needed that for a more comfortable bath.
I would think so. Contrary to popular belief, Lincoln did not scribble his famous address on the back of an envelope while riding to the train to Pennsylvania. He wrote it in Washington, D.C. weeks prior. Oh, I'm disappointed in that about the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah,
one more of those for you, and then Kim's got some things to share. Andrew Jackson won the War of 1812. While Jackson was a hero at the Battle of New Orleans, the battle occurred after the peace treaty, the Treaty of Ghent, was signed, meaning it did not decide the war. Anyway.
That's interesting,
maybe
too.
We'll do more of those later.
What I have, actually, is some information, a little tidbit about presidents. Herbert Hoover, who was president, by the way, in 1929 to 33. I would not know that without looking it up. He was an Iowa native who spent part of his boyhood in Oregon. He was the first president to hail from west of the Mississippi River.
There you go. A Westerner almost.
Yeah, 1929.
Kind of a Midwesterner.
Now, Franklin D. Roosevelt came up next. He was president from 33 to 45 and the longest serving commander-in-chief, claimed to be distantly related to 11 other presidents, including his fifth cousin, Theodore Roosevelt.
You know, I've heard something about that before. I don't know if anybody's, I'm sure with genealogy today, they could certainly nail that down.
They could, indeed. Harry S. Truman, who was president from 1945 to 53, the S in Harry S. Truman was just an initial. It didn't stand for anything. The S in Ulysses S. Grant didn't stand for anything either.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. Maybe it just, they make it. Maybe they think it sounds more formal.
Rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, there you go.
If you had a lisp, you wouldn't want that one.
Yeah, that's right. Dwight D. Eisenhower. Here we go.
He was my favorite president.
Really?
I remember in junior high doing a study paper on Dwight Eisenhower. I thought he was fascinating.
Very good. Well, I have some information. Did you know the World War II hero Ike was the first president to
ride in a helicopter?
You didn't know that because you read my notes.
I don't think that was in my research paper, but.
Yeah. John F. Kennedy, after being injured and honorably discharged in World War II, Kennedy was briefly employed as a journalist during the waning weeks of the war.
Well, what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all of the things you need about agriculture and more? Coming your way weekly. No need to roam for information. You, your coffee, and the latest livestock news. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And a happy President's Day to everybody from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.